Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Matthew Anderson, co-owner of Mineral Resources International in Utah. And we've been talking about the importance of minerals in our diet. And before the break, we talked about macro minerals, trace minerals, electrolytes, and why they're important to our optimal health. And if you missed that part of the interview, visit thehealthyhabit.ca, click on interviews, and then just scroll down alphabetically to minerals. And Matthew, can you just explain a little bit about your family history and how you got into the product of concentrates?
Yeah, it's interesting, David. I think it was more inspiration or even revelation. My father was reading articles in the newspaper by a Dr. George W. Crane, and he wrote a lot of articles about people who were consuming seawater had a lot of their degenerative diseases start to reverse. And my father began to think, well, if the oceans are good, the Great Salt Lake is a lot more pure and up to 10 times more concentrated than the oceans. So that must mean the Great Salt Lake is that much better. So we simply went out in a little rowboat. I remember that very well as a kid. And we pumped up Great Salt Lake water from the lower depths, and we took that home and we filtered it. And we began to just pass that out to neighbors and friends and particular people that had, you know, different ailments, and watched to see what happened. And lo and behold, we did get the results back just like we had heard about with ocean water. People began to experience what we would consider miracles by just consuming a little bit of Great Salt Lake water every day. The minerals that are there exist in nature. We only harvest the minerals and purify, filter, and package and sell. And we give credit to our creator for having made these minerals available.
You mentioned a term earlier on about primordial. Can you just explain what that is one more time?
When we first began to look at these articles by Dr. Crane, he mentioned the ocean's 44 trace elements. From that moment, you know, in 1969, every couple of years or so, technology improves. To date, we've identified 79 of the 84 possible primordial minerals. And by primordial, I mean those elements that were created at the beginning of time. These elements have become depleted, and because some of these functions don't occur as well, then we suffer from disease. And another interesting thing, every single one of these elements, you know, in addition to their physiological properties, they also have different electromagnetic frequencies. So there's an energetic property associated with each of these elements. Our bodies are amazing in their ability to function and communicate. That can only happen through intracellular communication. And that communication comes about through a complete use of all of the vibrational energies. If a supplement has only four or five of these essential minerals, that would be like giving your body only the five vowels and say, yeah, go ahead and try to communicate with only these five vowels. It's really difficult.
Your product, Anderson's Concentrace, as a supplement, it's very compatible with the human body, isn't it?
Well, exactly. It's 100% compatible. I personally have been consuming these minerals since 1969, probably almost on a daily basis. So I would be second generation. My children are third generation. I've got grandchildren now that are fourth generation consumers of these products. So that's a pretty good longevity study as to the safety and compatibility of these minerals. But if you think about it logically, we're only replacing exactly what's missing in the exact same balance that they became missing from the soil. So what could possibly be more compatible than that? And that is one of the big benefits of consuming minerals from the Great Salt Lake as a supplement, because they're very pure and they have a very good natural balance. Combined, they are 100% compatible with our nutrition and physiology.
In the first half of our show, we talked a little bit about electrolytes. And there's a term called the ionic pump. Can you explain how this positive and negative charge of these minerals work in the body regarding the ionic pump?
Every cell is constantly pulling in nutrients and expelling waste. Every different nutrient actually has different mechanisms for being transported in and then the waste transported out of the cells. But one of those mechanisms, in particular the mechanism to transport sodium and potassium is called the ion pump, or some people refer to it as the sodium potassium pump. It simply uses positive and negative charges like a magnet to pull nutrients in and expel waste. If you have a cell, the cell is like a little motor. If you have electrical energy in the cell, that will pull ions in and expel waste. You know, every single cell has its job to do, and to the degree that the cells can pull in nutrients and expel waste and stay ahead of its workload, we have stamina on the cellular level. To the degree that we overload the cells and the cell can't pull in enough nutrients or expel waste fast enough to do its work, then we experience fatigue on the cellular level. The importance of feeding your body with a good supply of electrolytes, minerals in their ionic form, is as essential as keeping every cell hydrated and giving it enough nutrients to complete its job.
Good balance of minerals has some additional benefits. I mean, we talk about at the cellular level with fatigue and stamina, but another benefit is the proper pH of the body.
That is one of the jobs of the ionic minerals and trace minerals, is to help balance pH. We know that, for example, some parts of our body are more acidic and some parts are more basic, and it's important that the body is able to produce acids or basic elements when it's needed and stay within an equilibrium. The immune system is dependent on a healthy gut flora, and the healthy gut flora is dependent on having the proper pH in the intestines. That's one of the things that people notice after they start to take our product, is that they have more regular bowel movements, and they notice an improvement in their gut health. In fact, anything that has to do with fermentation could benefit from the addition of these minerals and trace minerals. We've sold our minerals to beer companies in the fermentation process and companies that make bread. So there's a lot of evidence to show that having a proper pH really boosts that healthy flora. And there are other benefits of pH in the body, and most of us tend to be a little bit more on the acidic side than we should be. And these minerals can help give the body the tools that it needs to move the body back into a more healthy, basic state.
Yeah, the alkalinity of the body is very important. And another benefit of proper balance of minerals is sleep and relaxation.
Well, that's interesting. That's the other thing that, you know, a lot of people tell us, that maybe they don't even believe in, you know, quote, health foods. They've never been in a health food store in their life, but when they start to work for us, we encourage them to try the products, which most of them do. And almost all of them say, oh, it's interesting that I notice that I'm sleeping better. When you mention balance, there's an interesting set of regulations in the body, in the nervous system, called the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic is our body's fight and flight mechanism. That's, you know, if we need energy, if we're being attacked, or, you know, even during the day to stay alert and do our work, to a certain degree that the sympathetic nervous system needs to be dominant. And it's sodium and calcium that tend to push the body into that sympathetic state. So the balancing side of that would be the parasympathetic nervous system, and that's pushed into dominance through magnesium and potassium. Most people in North America get too much calcium and too much sodium through our diet, and that's why a lot of people have high blood pressure and have a hard time relaxing and sleeping, because the body is kind of forced to stay in that sympathetic nervous state. When we take magnesium, which Anderson's concentration is very rich in, that helps the body go into that parasympathetic, or the rest and recover state. Of course, we want to have energy during the day, but it's just as important to be able to relax in the evening. And if we have a good store of both sides of that equation, we can turn on the energy and turn on those relaxation chemicals a lot faster than people that don't have these available tools and minerals.
Matthew, we're coming to the end of our show. I think we could probably talk for another hour or so.
Maybe five more hours.
Yeah, probably. I was going to say that there's a lot of benefits to using Anderson's Concentrace as an additive. more than actually as a supplement, but you can use it in your cooking. You can use it in RO water or distilled water.
Right.
You can add it to your coffee. And one of the interesting facts, too, is that it's not damaged when you apply heat to it, unlike an enzyme.
Right. These minerals are already completely broken down to their atoms, to their ionic size, so they won't be broken down anymore in cooking. That means that the shelf life pretty much indefinite, and that means you can add these to cooking, and that really is the most healthy way to consume these minerals, not a giant squirt in the morning and hope that gets you through the day, but take a little bit of these minerals throughout the day, a little bit in your water, a little bit in the foods. And in addition to the nutritional value, the minerals, because they are nutritional, we have a natural craving, they also have a flavor value. If you take a drop of this Anderson's concentrate on your tongue, you'll know instantly that we're not selling water. We are selling liquid minerals.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I took a teaspoon of it just to see what I was getting into. And man, it is intense.
It's intense. So you know that that's the other benefit of the Anderson's concentrates as a supplement. It's very concentrated. People know they're getting their money's worth. They know that the minerals are actually there. And not every supplement is that way. But it is very intense. But as you dilute these minerals in water, here's an experiment that anybody can do at home. Take a glass, a clear glass, and just take a drop of these minerals in the top and watch how fast it sinks down in the minerals in the water. But then also watch how fast the water dissipates these minerals. They're completely water soluble, completely absorbable into the body. Then the other thing is mix maybe two or three drops in a glass of purified water and then compare the flavor of purified water compared to water with a few drops of the minerals in it. Almost everybody will agree that water with the minerals tastes a lot more like natural spring water and more delicious than water that's void of minerals. In fact, as nasty as the minerals taste straight on your tongue, I sell more of these minerals in Japan for the flavor enhancement properties than I do for the nutritional content. You know, we've got big companies that are adding it to sushi rice to make B-grade rice tastes like A-grade rice. So, and the other thing is when you're adding this to cooking, you can replace a lot of the salt that you would normally add. So now you're bringing out this wonderful flavor in the foods, but with up to half as much salt. So you're bringing down the salt, you're raising the magnesium. So it's a lot more healthy food. It will taste better, and that is a benefit in addition to the physiological properties, the flavor enhancement. People that add this to coffee, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 drops in a cup of coffee, once they get used to that, they never want to go back to coffee without the minerals. So it has a flavor enhancement property, as well as in coffee, for example, help to balance out the pH of the coffee and make it a more healthy drink.
And the product, the concentrates, is vegan, it's vegetarian, it's keto, gluten-free, kosher, and halal. So
right.
It's good for everyone.
Anybody can take these products. This product is something that everybody needs. These are nutrients that we all use and excrete every day, and these nutrients need to be replaced all the way from prenatal up to old age, can and should be making sure that they're replacing these important minerals. And there really is no easier way, more economically friendly way of replacing these minerals in our diet than through Anderson's concentrates.
Matthew, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show, and thank you for joining us today on Insights for Health.
My pleasure, David. I just wish we had more time. It's such a fascinating topic.
Yeah, it is fascinating, man. There's a lot of good information there. So thank you again for joining us.
You're welcome.
So we've been talking with Matthew Anderson, co-owner of Mineral Resources International, and the product we carry at The Healthy Habit is Anderson's Concentrates. So come on in and ask us about it. It just might be that piece of the puzzle that's missing in your health. And you can re-listen to this interview. Simply visit thehealthyhabit.ca, click on interviews, and scroll down to minerals. And while you're on the website, subscribe to our e-newsletter where we keep you informed of health information, product knowledge, and special offers. And the subscription is free, and that's at thehealthyhabit.ca. So thanks for listening to Insights for Health, and visit The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.